Boo-ba-dee-boo. Well, everybody, welcome to another 11 p.m. Nightcap Sunday. For those of you who are here in the United States and in one of these silly states, like the state I'm in, you had daylight savings time, which now means that you're going to feel like shit for a week and be sleepy and tired and totally fucked up while your body tries to adjust to the clocks being off an hour. Again. Really wish they would just get rid of that. Today, we're drinking everybody's favorite bourbon, Fighting Cock. I've aged this Fighting Cock for several days. You can see from the color, like, look at how deep that is. So I'm expecting this to go down pretty smooth. I don't want to pour too much of it because Fighting Cock's got some spice. It's 103 proof. It's like $20. It's like $19, which kind of can't go wrong with, to be honest. But it is does have some heat. Speaking of heat, warning for those of you watching this live or listening to it as a podcast. There is going to be some not for the faint of heart content on this episode. We will get to that in a little bit, but I'm just warning you up front. Yeah. But I guess not entirely a bad weekend for me. I got my bike back. I did post a couple of pictures on Instagram and Twitter. It's been cold. We got it back and it was like 20 degrees and just blowing, blustery, freezing. So she sat in the garage all weekend, but it did start it up, and man, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to ride so bad. I really can't wait. So supposed to warm up tomorrow, but potentially rain. And I want to ride it when it's wet and there's salt, wet, crust shit on the road everywhere. Like, that's just, no. So, like, I'm eager, but I want to make sure all this fucking salt gets off the road and everything else before I really take it out there. So, anyway, that's back. Makes me happy. They did a great job with the heel shift remove. The windshield looks like it's going to be about perfect. So, some things to test and try out a little bit. But I'm excited. And it sounds awesome. Those headers and those pipes on there. It's got, like, the perfect throaty bike sound to me. So, thank you all for stopping by. I hope your weekend was good as well. Black Cat's Poppy stopping in with a... So, let's do a cheers. Cheers to all of you out there. Oh, wow. And I don't know how much I'm going to do it, but I do... I was pleasantly surprised at the number of folks that stopped by. Last night, I did a little bit of a gaming chill session. So I think I went, geez, I don't know, it wasn't quite 2 hours, but it was close. And I don't know, maybe I'll do some more of those. The only thing is when I do the gaming episodes, I have to, like, have my tablet off to the side so I can see the chat, because they don't have it integrated. I don't know why they had it with Mixer, but for whatever reason, the Twitch thing, you can't see chat. So I have to have, like, a tablet or a phone off to the side. And when you get into super action moments, it's a little bit hard to follow some of the chat. But I do feel like it was relaxing, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. So we'll probably do some more of those. So keep an eye out for it. And I try to keep the game sounds a little on the quieter side of things. As I know, if I'm going to be doing that, especially if it's late at night, you're probably not looking to get your eardrums blown out. But, you know, that was a pretty good, like I say, a pretty good thing this weekend. Did some nice streaming, played some nice games, got my bike back. Sort of a good amount of anxiety for tomorrow. Tomorrow is another big work day for me. So if you can, make sure you keep your fingers crossed and say your prayers and whatever else, because it's a big day for me tomorrow. I have a lot of stuff to get done. We have new products that are going out, and so I have to be on sort of the hazard watch for that and everything else. So it's a lot of stress, I'm just hoping that it goes by smooth, like that way then I can just get some other stuff done, get back on the gym and fucking phew. So that's what I have coming up this week, and I think one day this week I might do some retro gaming where maybe I'll play some old school arcade games. I'll probably have requests for those. However, all anyone wants to see is Frogger. I feel like Frogger gets a little boring to watch after the third time I've died on the
screen. frogs.
But I don't know. I feel like that content, while it was cool, isn't as popular with a lot of the folks that come by to view this show. And I wonder if I've scared a lot of people off because right now Black Cat is the only one here. So I'm wondering if either a lot of people forgot that this was the hour adjustment and they're like, oh shit. Or if they got scared away by the warning, which is probably good again if you were. You'll see. You'll see. But I got, I also ordered, I can't remember because, well, it was Thursday, so I don't know if I talked about it, but I ordered a cap. I did the cap that we talked about the one evening and the one that, initially I was kind of like, but after the people in chat were like, oh yeah, that's the one I would get. You know, I thought about it. I did order the cap. The one that's slightly raised above the roof line. So that's on order and will be coming in, which is kind of cool. And then I'm thinking about Black Cat says, I didn't see it. You didn't see what? What didn't you see? She's shrugging her shoulders. The truck cap? You saw that. You said you liked it. It was the thing that goes on the back of the pickup bed. And I had like a few styles that I was talking about. And there was like the Element and the Trek. And I think you and King Dinosaur were like, oh yeah, go for the Trek. Like I see those all the time out here in Colorado, and a lot of people have them, so on and so forth. Oh, the warning. Well, I posted the warning on Twitter. I will also post it again here in the chat in case anyone is, for whatever reason. but Black Cat, you'll probably find it hilarious, which is part of the reason why I love you. But I did order that cap. The only other thing that I need to look at that I really want to get, and this is always so frustrating, like the days of reviews, like. I was talking to my dad, and he mentioned a, oh, your uncle's looking up at something in Consumer Report. I'm like, Consumer Reports? I'm like, okay, boomer. Like, they did, like, Consumer Reports got sued for basically being, like, a pay-to-win thing. And, like, you read reviews. So the thing that I was looking at is I was looking at cargo trailers. That fit into your hitch, that fit into your pickup hitch. So it's a receptacle that fits in your hitch, and then it's basically like a steel platform with some raised sides and usually like a mesh. And that way then you can put a whole bunch of stuff in that and you can basically carry it behind your vehicle and it gives you a whole bunch of extra storage. And I was like, hey, that's perfect. I get one of those that like that plus all the rest of the space, like I think I'm gonna be good. But man, you look around on them and it's like, oh, this has how many thousand reviews and it's got 4.5 stars. But then as you're reading the comments, people are like, oh, the screws are bullshit and they're made out of soft zinc and they snapped and rusted and this problem. And then I put this in here and I'm like, how did this get 4.5 with it? Like, and maybe it's just because those are the only comments you're really going to get. Most people bought it and it was just fine. And they were like, eh. But so I'm trying to look for one of those. So I don't know if anybody has anyone you know that has bought one of those, or if you have any research or experience or whatever with them. But that's a thing that I'd like to buy. I have a vinyl cargo. It's like a suitcase thing. You know, and that sits in there and you put your stuff in it so that if it rains, it doesn't get all soaked. And I have a hitch tightener, which if you don't know what that is, for whatever, I'll explain. But if you have your hitch receptacle, it's like a square. And then you have, say, the other thing that's a bar, and it fits in there, right? What you often have is just a little bit of space that makes it kind of wiggle a little bit. What this thing is it's basically a U-bolt with a piece of steel that has like a little wedge. And so what you do is you put that underneath the thing that you've slid into the hitch, and then you screw these two bolts on the bottom. And what that basically does is force it up at an angle so that now it's pushing against the top. And so now you don't have any wiggle room. And so now whatever you're carrying in there is going to be tight. Now, if you, even if you aren't carrying something super heavy, but let's say you have a bike rack like that, 1,000% get yourself a hitch tightener if it doesn't have one. That little bit of play and movement is going to put a lot of stress on all the rest of the nuts and bolts and the items themselves. So if you can, tighten that fucker down. Like, they're like $10. They're not expensive. I have one that I just keep in my tool bag in my back seat. So, anyway, looking for one of those cargo carriers. I think I'm going to probably just, like, I looked at some of them online, but honestly, I might check one of the ones at Harbor Freight. Because thinking about it, realistically, this just needs to get me through one trip. Some people are like, oh, this is definitely not going to last 8 years. I'm like, come on, 8 years to be driving. Like, dude, I get it. But on the same token, if you're using it every day for 8 years, like, it's probably not meant for that. A and B, it's like a couple $100 item. It'd be different if it was $2,000, but it's like $150. Bro, you're expecting that to last 8 years? Are you out of your mind? It's not a crowbar. Fuck. Ugh. A little bit of a mess. Mmm. I had a cigar earlier, too, in my upstairs bedroom, so I took a shower because I didn't want to be smelly when I went to bed. And while I was in there, you know what I was thinking about is, in terms of cargo and bathroom and all the rest of that stuff, I'm sort of wondering if what I shouldn't or should maybe do is also get basically a roof carrier bag, and I could put all the rest of the stuff that's either, I don't know, like blankets, that sort of shit, put it up in there. But I don't know if I like the idea of the drag that's on top of that. Because you could put towels and blankets and all your bathroom stuff, whatever, in there, and then, like, who cares, right? If it gets a little wet or whatever, who gives a shit? It's bathroom stuff anyway. Right? Black Cat's talking about monkeys. All right, well, let's get to the horrific story for the night. Clearly, I've sort of scared people off, but that's okay. What am I seeing? There's like a light that keeps shining in my eye. Isn't that like a piece of debris in my eyeball? What is that? Where's my eye falling out? It's probably my eye falling out. It's great. So on Friday nights, what I usually like to do is after work, and if I work out, do whatever. I have a buddy of mine that we like to play some video games, and we usually start around 9 o'clock-ish or something like that and play till 1, whatever, in the morning. And so I often like to take a little bit of something to end my week on a happy note, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. And so the stuff that I was taking, I have sort of the dose that I normally take, and I took basically the same amount. I took a little bit more. I'm talking just a tiny bit more. Black Cat says, "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah." You ready? So, take that stuff. And I was like, oh, I was a little sleepy earlier in the day. So I'm like, okay, I got, you know, I have an energy drink. It's one of these really good energy drinks I like. And, I have some of my nicotine patches, whatever. And, in that regard, it's kind of nothing out of the ordinary. Except for maybe the energy drink. Ice Quinn stopping in with a hey-o! Ice Quinn, in case you didn't see it, I'm posting this in the chat. Just because we are getting into some storytelling here. Ice Quinn looks like she's sleepy. Oh, she's snuggling. That's an Ice Quinn snug. Oh, look at that. It's a little kitty cat in a blanket. Did you make that design? That's adorable. I like the Ice Quish, I think, the best still, though. With the squish face. Ice Quinn does great artwork, by the way. Fantastic artist. But like gross or psychological horror? Kind of a little bit of both, to be honest. But fantastic job on those emotes. Ice Quinn does very good art. So I take my stuff and we start get on the games and playing some games. And my buddy's like, oh yeah, he goes, you know, I might have had an edible or two and I'm having a couple of beers. You know, he had, I think, gone out after work. So we're playing games and having a fine time. No worries. Play games for a couple hours. Yeah, I get a little bit sweaty, but every now and then, like, stuff like that makes me sweat. So basically anything makes me sweat, to be honest. So I'm like, okay. So we are like, all right, let's probably stop for the night. We're both getting kind of tired. No big deal. Now, I had for dinner a large double stacker fish sandwich with some fries and a Diet Coke and a little piece of apple pie. And we get done with gaming. I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to just, you know, lean back, watch a movie. I was watching this movie, Blacklight. That's a new Liam Neeson movie. I felt a little bit of queasiness in my stomach. But, you know, sometimes when I take the happy, fun stuff that I take, it does make my stomach, well, a little topsy-turvy. But again, no big deal. It's usually just, eh. And so I'm laying there and I'm watching this movie. And I'm like, well, I let out this burp. And it's like a lot of burp. Like, bruh. I was like, oh, that felt good. I'm like, all right, the queasiness has kind of gone away. I think I just had a big gas bubble in there, no problem. But I'm like, you know, I'm very thirsty. I'm kind of like I feel like maybe I'm dehydrated. So I'm going to have some waters. So I get a nice big thing of cool water. I'm drinking the water. It's delicious. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take my. Usually take an allergy pill at night. Usually take some zinc. I have these zinc gummies that I take. So I eat the zinc gummies, take the allergy pill. Water. Like, drink the water. It's really tasty. What, some of those knock you out? What, the allergy pills? This is like the, what is it? The Allegra, which doesn't usually have so much of the knockout. Like, it doesn't really make me sleepy. Not like a regular antihistamine. And here we go. I'm going to do this. So, I'm drinking some water. It's nice and cool. I'm in my easy chair in my living room watching this movie. And some nausea hits. I'm like, ooh. I start to get a little bit of a cold sweat. I'm like, okay, deep breath. Ooh. I'm like, oh man. And so I'm like, oh, I'll take another little drink of water. So take a little bit more of a drink of water. Okay, it kind of calms it down. Alright, just relax. And then all of a sudden, The folks in the engine room decide to throw the lever on full reverse. And I'm like, initially, like, just sit and wait, and wait till you, like, you know, it'll go up, and then it'll come down, and then I'm like, okay, I need to go to the bathroom, or go to the kitchen. And so I'm like, all right, I think it's passing, and then all of a sudden, here it comes. And I'm like, well, I'll just try to keep a little bit of it in my mouth as I run to the kitchen sink. And it's like the fucking Exorcist. It's like immediately fills my mouth, like, and starts coming out through my lips. So I put my hand in my mouth. I'm like, oh my God. And so I start to get up, and it just, except because I have my hand in front of my mouth, it like sprays out from between my fingers. Like, I'm like, oh God. And then I get round number two as I'm scurrying into the kitchen. And if the first blast seemed like a large volume, the second blast was like, where in the fuck did all of this come from? It was like comical. Like, whoosh, like something out of a fucking anime or Quentin Tarantino movie. It's just spraying everywhere. I get into the kitchen by my kitchen sink. And I kind of lean over the sink. And I have a little bit more that I throw up. And I'm soaked. The whole front of my... I was wearing that little zippered jacket. That's not what I... The whole front of my shirt and jacket is wet. My pants are fucking soaked. And I'm like, oh my God. And I started laughing because I'm like, I just threw up like all over the place. I'm thinking, oh my God, it's now like 1:30, 1:45 in the morning. And I've just thrown up fucking everywhere. And so I turned the kitchen light on and I turned to look. You remember what I said about eating the giant double stacker fish sandwich?
Mmm, fish.
Something fishy going around here. Yeah, so... like a toddler, chunks of fish barf and goop and just horrendous volumes of liquid. And so I'm like, oh my God. So I take my clothes off in the kitchen and I had soaked my slippers. My slippers were soaked with puke water. So I stripped down, and my clothes made like a wet plop when they hit the ground. That's how fucking soaked this stuff, this shit was. And it's like fucking everywhere. As I'm taking a minute to assess, it's all over my blanket in the living room. It's all over my phone. It's all over my tablet. It's all over my end table. It's in a large trail that looks like somebody killed some sea creature that's going all the way from my living room to the kitchen. The kitchen floor is just fucking flooded. I don't even know where that volume of liquid even fucking came from. I'm like, this looks like somebody took a gallon of water and just threw it all over the house. What in the fuck? And it's on the wall. And then I'm like, oh my God, there's pieces of it in my fucking beard. So like, I don't even know what the hell to do. I'm kind of like dizzy floaty. No, I did not. I didn't take pictures because my phone was covered in puke. Did you not hear that part? So I put my feet in Ziploc bags. I put my feet in Ziploc bags and took my barfy clothes down to the basement and threw those in the laundry tub. And while I'm throwing it in the laundry tub, there's like a mirror down here. It's on my eyebrow and on my head. I'm like, did somebody just set off a vomit bomb? How the just fucking everywhere. What the fuck? And so I started laughing. And I had to sit down in my basement and just hysterically laughed at the situation. Like, it's now like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. And I guess I should make a bucket of warm pine saw water and clean this up. Because if I wait for this to dry, I'm going to have like impossible puke glue fucking up. It was like a hose. Like, in it, the sound it made was like something out of a cartoon. Like that. Black Hat wishes there was a photo. Yeah, no picture. Did not take any pictures of that. So then I wandered upstairs naked and proceeded to use a mop and pine saw on my kitchen floor. And so I pushed all of my fish puke pieces into a nice pile, which was an impressive pile. And again, I'm like, that guy ate like hours ago. What in the hell? Oh, look, one of my zinc gummies. Algae pills in there. So, on my hands and knees, had to clean up my barfy kitchen. So, scrubbed the floor with the pine saw, wiped down my cabinets and my countertops, and then threw several things in my kitchen sink because they had barf on them. And then I noticed my nice new black leather boots also had puke all over them. So, I'm like, I do not want to ruin those. So, I had to wash those and put those aside for a moment. Then needed to basically go and take my end table, my large living room, soft, fuzzy blanket, and all the rest of that stuff, and take all that and put that in the sink for the moment. And then had to scoop up and scrape all the rest of this just fucking, a fucking lagoon. It was like a lagoon of throw up. Like, I don't even know. You know what the thing was? I wasn't hungry. But like, after I threw up, I was like, eh. Other than I'm kind of tired and wish I could go to bed, I really don't feel too bad. Other than just feeling like a jackass. So, had to go ahead and sweep up and collect the lagoon of puke, barf, fish, potato water, scooped all that up into a pile, and then I'm like, ugh. So then what I did is I remembered that there was a cat litter scoop in my, like I have this folding door near the back door, and I think it was this, I don't know, it was from a previous tenant or whatever. So I, ooh, that's perfect. So I basically put the, one of the plastic barf bags from my feet on the little cat litter scoop, basically used my hand and swept up all this just fish glop. Oh my god, it smelled so bad.
Half digested fish.
Black Cat, are you hungry now? So I scooped all that up and then mopped and cleaned up my floors and had to wipe off the cords for my surround sound system. And then after that was done, I was like, all right, now I need to go take a shower. So I went and took a shower and scrubbed all the puke chunks out of my goatee and off the top of my head, my eyebrow. And after I was done with that, then I went in and, oh, Meow the Cat, you're right in time. Meow the Cat's not home, but wanted to drop by and wish me a chill stream before he gets yelled at, so take care. Well, you're missing a harrowing tale of me projectile vomiting all over my house. So, it's probably good that you're going to just lurk. But Meow the Cat, thank you so much for stopping by. Yeah. Oh, by the way, make sure you check out Ice Quinn's channel, too. She's adorable. And has, like, the most wonderful Australian accent in the world. Sweet girl. But, then I was like, okay, nice thing about my phone, and I didn't initially realize how great of a thing this is, but my phone is like that one of those water-resistant whatever phones, so I just flat fucking washed it off. I took the case off, turned the fucking kitchen faucet on, and I just fucking washed it. Just washed my phone. So that wasn't a big deal. My tablet I was a little more worried about, but the tablet's kind of a piece of shit, so I don't really care. But basically then had to spend another 20 minutes cleaning off all the rest of the stuff that got sprayed with collateral damage and wiping all that off. 6 o'clock in the a.m. finally. Well, that was it. It was about 2:30, 2:45 in the morning by the time I got done cleaning up my mistake. After I cleaned all that up and threw all that stuff away and whatever, I'm like, my only worry now is that my house is going to smell like puke. But thankfully, I have some Febreze. So I sprayed some of that around. I was like, I don't know, it kind of smells like Pine Sol. It's not as bad anymore, especially after I got rid of the fish goo. But had my bike getting delivered right and early on Saturday morning. And honestly, Saturday morning, I don't know, but I felt fine. So honestly, I don't even know. I don't know if it was the fish sandwich that made me sick. I don't know if it was a combination of the stuff I took and the energy drink that made me sick. If I drank too much water, if the zinc gummies, like every now and then those zinc gummies. So I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened. All I know is it was an absolute unmitigated fucking disaster. It was an absolute disgusting disaster. And I had a friend of mine over today, and I was like, okay, you gotta tell me, does my house smell like puke? And they're like, why are you asking me that? It's like, I'll tell you in a minute, but does it? And they're like, no, it smells fine. It's like, whew. Nobody wants to come over Barfo's house. And so then I feel like to further cover that up, it was probably a good idea to have a cigar in the house, which is what I did today. Maybe there was something bad in there that had to get out. I mean, it's possible. I don't really know, to be honest. You know, my stomach felt sort of touchy for the better part of the week. So, I don't know. I don't know what did it, but all I know is that was a comically large volume of substance. And the putting your hand in front of your mouth, is it just... I mean, that's like high pressure. Like, that just sprayed fucking everywhere. I would have been better if I had just leaned over and just flat threw up on the floor. Or in my shoe. I should have taken my slipper off and just threw up in my slipper. That actually would have... God, that would have been the great move. I should have just barfed in my slippers. That would have at least kind of contained the blast. The hand does not work. And so then I'm telling my friend this story, and she's dying laughing. And she's like, yeah... The hand thing doesn't work. She goes, I did that once. I felt kind of sick and put my hand in front of my mouth and it just... Yeah, it was a lot of noise. It was like that... And then that... It's like this squid. It sounds like something out of Ghostbusters. You know, like Ghostbusters 2 when they're spraying the slime cannons. Because it's like viscous fluid being stomach pumped out at high PSI... through your mouth, like, it's pretty bad. I knew you would find it funny. So my friend, she's like, yeah, that technique doesn't work. The hand in front of the mouth just makes this worse. She's like, I learned my lesson on that one. She had had a similar thing where she, had drank a whole lot and forgot what she was doing and started eating something. I can't remember what she was eating. And all of a sudden got horribly sick and gets into an elevator. And she's in this elevator. And as the... splashing. It was that sweat splashing sound. Like, if you had a mouthful of Jell-O and you swish the Jell-O around in your mouth, that sound, but also splashing everywhere. She's like sick, and she gets in this elevator, and this is, I think, in Vegas, and the elevator starts moving. The elevator starts going up, and the movement of the elevator, she's like, oh my God, I think I'm going to throw up. And so this lady pulls the stop button, hits door open, gets out, the doors close, and then it moves, and she just all over this fucking elevator, just threw up all over this fucking elevator, coated everywhere, barf all over herself, gets to her floor and just staggers out of it and goes to her room. And I'm like, oh my God, the next person who goes to get on that elevator, ding, the door's open and it's like fucking The Shining, except instead of blood, it's just this river of puke that comes washing up. Oh my God. All right, podcast folks, we'll take a break from this nonsense and be right back. So yes, I have an occasionally touchy stomach, and I remember one time, like, I had this mountain bike. I was at, like, a buddy's house. I don't know. I must have been 11 years old or something. Around that age. And we're riding around, just goofing around outside. We're over this dude's house. And they had, like, this dirt road that was by their house. And at one point, I'm riding down his driveway. Like, we're, you know, just racing around on our bikes. I'm riding down his driveway. All of a sudden, I just feel horribly nauseous. And I just turn my head to the side and just, like, vom cannon, just, and so I let this aerial spread stream of puke out, and once that was gone, that was it, nothing else, just continued riding my bike around, just left a trail of puke. People are like, why didn't you title this episode The Puke Episode? I was like, well, because that would have been too easy. The Reverso is about the reversal of your stomach and your body just deciding, hey, you know what? Let's just throw this into reverse and see what happens. That's a lot of cleaning. Look, I would much rather clean up puke than shit. I would much rather clean up puke than shit. Right? Like, it's still gross. Like, I'd rather have a vomit accident than a diarrhea accident any day of the week. Why are you having accidents? I don't know. Leave me alone. That must have been famous for quite a while. While I'm not disagreeing with you, Black Cat, do recall that this was Vegas. So I imagine for them, they were probably like, yeah, somebody done filled up the elevator with barf again. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, there's probably been dead bodies and shit left in there, so I'm sure a couple liters of puke was... That's like cats. I love cats, but, like, you know, they regularly just get a barfus. And they just do that, like, and they, like, it's like gremlins. When the gremlins are coming out of the back, they do that, like, and then all of a sudden they'll just, and then they, like, stagger a little bit. And then they usually get, like, our cat Nora would do that, and then get, like, embarrassed and, like, look around and, like, bury it a little bit and then fucking run away. That'd make you puke, the bike incident? Being on the bike or seeing me puke on the bike? Yeah, it was just like that was another one. You're like, what the fuck? It looked like pink Cheetos or something. Like, I don't know, it was alien guts or worms or something. I don't know. Yeah, just turn my head to the sideways and just... And so what I often tell people, like, hey, if there's ever a thing, like, the peer pressure on eating stuff, I just tell people, like, man, number one, if you have dietary considerations, like, I get it. Just don't, A, be a pain in the ass about it, but B, like, give some people some unfair warning. But, like, also, if you have stuff that's going to make you sick, maybe, like, stop eating it. Like, most of the time I can tell. I have too much dairy, it's going to make me sick. I have too much spice on sort of that garlic spectrum thing, that's probably going to make me sick. But this, I don't know. It was a fucking fish sandwich. Maybe it was bad fish. I don't know. Fish is, like, so dicey. Like, it's just one of those, like... It's like Black Cat making fun of me about the cockroach feces in the corn. It's like, it's not cockroach feces. That was homemade cream corn. It's not poop. It's probably a piece of char or something from their pan or whatever. It's not cockroach feces. I don't even have But, like, fish? Anytime I eat a piece of fish, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like there's like a, it's like a Dungeons and Dragons game. It's like, roll, flip a d4. And if it comes up with two, you're going to barf. And it's going to be make you sick. It's not. They don't have cockroaches in there. Around here in the suburbs, we don't really even have cockroaches around here too much. I think, A, it's too cold. And, B, like, there's a lot of them in Detroit, don't get me wrong. But, no, they don't have cockroaches. It's not, it wasn't cockroach feces. Well, maybe it was an egg. No, it was a piece of corn.
I know, because I've eaten a lot of them. I know what they're like, because I've eaten a lot of those in my day.
All right, so, story time. For any of you who are not entirely and totally grossed out by this episode, what's the last thing that you ate that made you sick to the to your stomach and possibly made you throw up? I'm curious to know. Because I feel like that's one of those, hey, we're all in this and we're all human and we've all had parts of life. And yeah, it's kind of gross, but every now and then you can help people avoid, I think, some of those scenarios by saying, yeah, don't eat and don't do this because that'll make you sick. Again, I think those zinc gummies, so like zinc is good for you, but I have read that it can cause some nausea and or diarrhea. And I don't know if it's one of those, if I just take it and my stomach's not empty enough, or I don't know what. But I feel like it was soon after I took the allergy medicine and those zinc gummies and was like sat down. I feel like something after that just did not add up. And man. Black Cat says, thank God it's been a long time since I puked. You know what? Maybe here's a goal for you this week.
That makes sense. They should try this.
Oh boy. See, this is the sort of free content you get on the show. You don't even have to pay for this. I mean, maybe if you had to watch an ad, but like. Oof. Oof. The corned beef hash was memorable. It took a long time before you could look at it. I mean, corned beef hash pretty much just looks like puke. Let's be honest. It looks like cat barf. It's delicious. But that's not a food that you eat because it looks good. All right. I think corned beef hash. I'm going to try and have some corned beef hash this week. You're going to go get some zinc gummies now?
My friend told me to do this.
And you just eat like a whole handful of them. But seriously, don't make yourself sick. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But oh my God, what a mess. And I just felt fucking just terrible having to clean all that up. Nothing like a nice 2 o'clock in the morning disaster to have to fucking deal with. But I learned my lesson. I think next time I will not take those. But, like, it also could have been that energy drink, to be honest. I don't really fucking know. I have no idea. Yeesh. Fish sandwich, zinc gummies, Bang energy drink, chocolata, a couple of nicotine pouches, and I'm going to send you a thing. And that. I don't like to talk about that so much publicly on stream. But anyway, here's to both a fun and hilariously disastrous weekend. Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing with those energy drinks. Sometimes I have them and they're fine. Other times, I swear I have one of them and it just sets me off. This brand usually doesn't do that to me, though, but I don't know. Look, part of me wants to blame the fish sandwich.
Again, fish sandwich.
Can you think of anything that's, like, almost more disgusting than eating old seafood? Old seafood. That's my friend's like, well, I have those leftovers. Like, you're the person who gets, like, shrimp scampi and then leaves it in your back seat. And there's like, oh, no, I'll just eat it tomorrow. I'll be fine. I don't think you can have a food that is more likely to cause, like, potato salad, maybe? Like, that potato salad and, like, macaroni, like, no. You may as well just call that vomit fuel. Oh. Potato salad. Fucking gross. No. Black Cat says, no. But this Bang brand, it's called Bang. It normally doesn't make me jittery. It normally doesn't upset my stomach. I think it was just a combination of too many things all at once. And I just, my body just freaked the fuck out. Could have been, hey, I had gotten some exercise earlier that day. So, I don't know. Can't wait till Kurgan watches this episode. He's going to be like, dude, you are a nasty motherfucker. Yeah. We had a guy, I remember in high school, they had this thing in gym class where you had these like pads, these like foam pads. And then there was a circle. And the idea was that you're supposed to like bash tackle the other person out of the circle. And so this one friend of mine that I still talk to this day, he went in there against this other guy, sort of a smaller dude, but just a very scrappy, wiry dude. And as they're battling it out with these foam pads, I don't know if he hit this guy in the stomach or what, but as they're battling back and forth, all of a sudden my buddy takes a couple of steps back and just fucking throws up all over the place. Talk about it. And this is like junior high school. Fucking embarrassing. Then everybody's just calling him Pucus and Barfy. And like, oh my God. Fucking gym class. Other than taking major tests, can you think of a class or whatever in school that causes more psychological damage than fucking gym class? They may as well just call it trauma. Hey, you gotta go to trauma. Because if you're not an athletic person, you're fucked. If you're an athletic person, you might be fucked. You're gonna get teased. Like, the people that get teased, they're gonna get teased even worse. Oh no, that's just part of growing up. God, public. It's fucking school. It's fucking a disaster. You won't change my mind. It's a horrible idea and doesn't work. Years back, you remember lady opened her trunk. She went shopping about 3 hours earlier and had raw shrimp back there. Oh!
Hot shrimp! It'd be fine. You want to come over and have a shrimp cocktail? No. It smells. And that looked a good smelly. Like smelly, smelly. Mm.
Some people just like to puke, dude. Yeah, that's traumatic. You can go all the way back to fucking Carrie and all the rest of that shit. And, like, people getting beat up and teased in the locker room. And like, what the fuck? Why not just get to the point and be like, I think maybe we should revise this. Seems like there's a lot of people having like, maybe we should rethink some of this. No. Let's still just have a giant communal shower with a bunch of aggressive asshole prepubescent / pubescent boys or girls, all naked and awkward and smelly and making fun of one another and just fucking A. Like, who in their right mind? Did you not read Lord of the Flies? Like, how fucking stupid can you be? This is terrible. Terrible. Oh, it's like she thought it was a normal thing. Oh, yeah, it's fish. Fish keeps a long time. Well, I love keeping it in my trunk. It marinates. We didn't do gym class like that in elementary. I mean, there was like gym time or whatever they called it. But once you got to junior high, then there was gym class. Where, like, you guys got to take a shower. And we had this, like, dude from Brooklyn. He's like, it's time to jump for the towel and shower. I got a good lawn. And then I like to take care of my lawn because when I lived in Brooklyn, we didn't have lawns. And he's like this Afro dude who wore hammer pants. He always wore Everlast hammer pants. What the fuck? What the fucking fuck? This is insane. People throwing up and... One more barf story. This is another high school. Maybe it was junior high school. I can't remember. This guy goes up to go to fucking... There's like these ice cream machines. And so they had the cafeteria. There's ice cream machines. And this dude gets up to go to one of those ice cream machines. We're like, what's up? And he's like, oh, I don't feel so good. And as he's like putting his change in the ice cream machine, pushing the buttons, the dude just fucking throws up all over the place. Gets all over the floor, all over himself. And so he runs out of the cafeteria. Okay. And then one of these, I'm just going to say so-and-so girls. A girl of dubious reputation. She comes sort of walking up to the ice cream machine. And I'm like, hey. And she turns because, like, I was a awkward, unfortunate. Well, I'm still an unfortunate looking individual, but especially when I was younger. Ugh. But I'm like, hey, I'm trying to call this girl. And she turns to me and is basically like, you know, yeah, what? Like, she's a fucking hot, fucking tricked out chick. And I'm this fucking dork. What do you want? It's like, you're standing in puke. Like, watch where you're walking. Like, you just walked in fucking barf. And she looks, and she's about to say something like, oh, shut up, asshole. And then she looks down, she sees she's fucking standing in it, and turns all pale, and, like, runs out of the room screaming. Yeah. That's your homework for this week. Find some place in public to just throw up and just... No, don't. It's not homework. Don't do it. It feels so bad. The thing was, this barf that I did on this Friday, whatever, it wasn't like one of those ones where I was like so... Like, when I'm like sick, like if I have the flu or, I don't know, food poisoning or whatever, it's like every single muscle in my body tenses to the maximum. And it hurts so bad. And when I'm done, I'm usually so fucking exhausted, I like collapse on the floor. This was just like splashing sounds everywhere. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. So much for you, hot chick. Now we're gonna call you barf shoes because you're walking in barf. I was just trying to be nice. I was just trying to be a nice cigar goyle. Warn you not to walk in that. And you had to give me fucking attitude. So next time, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm gonna let you just fucking stand in it. You stupid ass. What do you want? Ooh, okay. Well, you understand and puke. Maybe you could puke in front of Casa Bonita and take a picture. That's happened plenty of times. Ew. Isn't that that place that just, like, had trouble getting reopened? Don't get them closed. People will be like, oh, food poisoning. Go throw up in front of, like, Applebee's. Be like, Applebee's smell like apple barfs. Puking good in the neighborhood. All right. This episode is revolting. I'm not going to say I'm sorry. We talk about all walks of life on this show. And I did warn you several times. So that's it. As we say at the end of all these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and watch what you eat. And make sure you get yourself some rest. If you're taking some zinc gummies, beware. And we'll see you again tomorrow night for a significantly less squishy episode. So thank you so much, Black Cats Poppy and Ice Quinn, for stopping in. Always love to see you. Really appreciate it. And that's going to do it. Oh, and Meow the Cat. Thank you so much, Meow the Cat, for stopping by as well. Meow the Cat, great supporter. So that's going to do it. Have yourselves a great night. We'll see you again soon.